excellent point that one or both of you have just made about that last show that we just discussed. It was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I remember what that show is.
So do I.
Oh, it was a doozy. We're going to watch that show. I'm going to watch the hell out of it. In fact, it was that entertaining and interesting that we discussed it for an entire 7 days. But hey, everyone, we're back. We're here to do fall season preview part two, the redemption arc, because we had some tech issues and we had to cut the other one a little short. But we thought we'd split it into two because we're at the best half. We've saved the best to last is the argument that we've made. My name's Simon. I'm joined by Matt.
Hi.
And I'm joined by Brian as well.
Howdy.
And no one else. That's your lot. You've just got a triple threat. We're gonna get into it because there's a fair few animes, and hopefully we can get this done in a timely manner. So I guess I'll introduce this one because I have no idea whose turn it was last. This is Shinka no Mi Shiranai Uchi ni Kachigumi Jinsei. Oh, I forgot to turn the... There you go. If you're watching the video, you can see what I'm looking at. This is called The Evolution Fruit, Conquering Life Unknowingly. Seiichi Hiragi is an ugly, revolting, dirty, smelly fat ass. That's not my words.
Relatable.
That's the synopsis, not me. That's not my views or opinions on this poor boy. These are the insults hurled at him, one after another, about his appearance. It's not just his appearance, if he's smelly. That's by the by. So his school life was miserable. One day, a voice claiming to be a god announced over the public address system to prepare to be transported to another world. The entire school, including Seiichi, were sent to a fantasy world featuring game-like elements such as levels, stats, and skills. However, the god still had preparations to complete for the transfer and would send them over as soon as the hero summoning ritual was ready. The classes all formed groups to wait for the transfer, but Seiichi alone was excluded, and as such he was summoned to a different area. After being transported, the first thing he ate was the fruit of evolution, which would come to greatly change his life. The story follows him from being bullied by his classmates, neglected as a companion, to his hard work, positive attitude, and surviving in the new world. As a result, he becomes one of the champions before he knows it. Now I'm looking at the poster, and I can't see a guy, so I'm assuming
if you look just below the title and same guy that appears in the PV, and he looks exactly like every other anime protagonist you have ever seen in your life.
Wait, does he become a blue pink ape?
I think the pink ape might be the girl.
Oh,
it could be.
Okay, I've done a little bit of digging. If you could click that link where there's more preview shots, you see, yeah, he was kind of a little bit on the chubby side, and she seemed to be a little more on the giant monkey side. Maybe post-Fruits of Evolution, he turned into a generic handsome lad, and she turned into hot lady.
I see.
Now we have to think about those ethics as we move on to any other topic but this one. I'll still probably watch the first episode, fuck it.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So, I mean, yeah, he just looks slightly younger and a little chubbier.
He's not as tall.
He doesn't look dirty. He doesn't look smelly.
I don't see any stink lines coming off.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe part of it is just they assume fat people are dirty and smelly.
Maybe.
Not usually.
I've never encountered a smelly fat person. Not once.
I mean, I have, but I'm not going to say that person is the standard by which we judge all fat people.
Yeah, what you meet at conventions isn't a true reflection of real life, so
everyone's smelly there.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to be. Everyone's crammed in a room. Well, it's not difficult not to, but I understand, at least if it's summer. I don't know how Americans do it. Like, Kansas is hot, But being in a convention hall room, like, must be murder.
Air conditioning.
That's true.
That's true.
They blasted in there.
That, honestly,
almost enough.
I think part of the convention is that it is just a very specific subset of people.
That's true. Make sure you wash if you go to conventions, everybody, and shower, please. Just PSA. But anyway, yeah, this is adapted from a light novel. Yeah. I'm probably not going to watch it, but Brian, you let us know how it treats you.
Oh, I did just volunteer for this, huh?
Yeah. Yes, you did. okay. Next one, we did King's Ranking in the last episode. So who wants to take a crack at the lovely one to its right?
I can take a crack at it. It is Kyukesuki Sugoshinu. Vampires are said to have many weaknesses, such as garlic, crosses, and sunlight. Game-loving vampire Lord Draluk, just Lord Draluk, just so happens to be weak to everything. He dies, turns into a pile of ash at the slightest shock. After vampire hunter Ronaldo learns of a castle inhabited by a vampire rumored to have kidnapped a kid, he went there intending to take the devil down. However, the vampire turned out to be Draluk, a wimp who keeps turning to ash at the smallest thing. Moreover, the kitty doesn't want to be wasn't being held captive. He was just using the haunted house as his personal playground. When his castle is destroyed, Draluk moves into Ronaldo's office, much to the other's chagrin. Despite their differences, they must try to work together to defend themselves from rogue vampires, Ronaldo's murderous editor, investigators, and more, with Draluk dying continuously along the way. This is animated by Madhouse, looks really pretty, and is also apparently an office drama.
I'm sensing a theme of vampires. There was already one that we covered.
Yeah, no, this is the superior vampire premise so far to me.
Hey.
This looks really fun,
actually. Sorry, vampires in space.
Don't shit on vampire astronauts. Russian vampire astronauts. They, That's a solid concept that I'm banking on. It does look really nice, actually. I really, really like this art style.
It's really pretty. It's got a lot of dark shadows going on.
Considering,
I'm wondering if that's just the intro, though.
Possibly.
Because the poster, yeah, makes it look like it's a office drama, whereas the intro preview thing looks like we're just shitting on, what is it, Helsing?
Yeah. I'm guessing this is like the first 2 minutes of the show where it takes it really seriously, and then you get the reveal that Draluk is a little bit of a pussy. But then why has he got to fear death if he constantly dies? Saying they've got to work together.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's probably going to be one of those that kind of swaps back and forth between dumb shit and seriousness.
Yeah, I could. By that.
Because there's a lot of like real violent looking characters, so it's got to be one of those where you have some really cool violence and fights, and then they just end up being completely ridiculous afterwards.
I wonder,
because the PV does not give anything away so far.
So he moves into Ronaldo's office. So what is Ronaldo? He's a vampire hunter, and he has an editor. That's what's confused me. Why has he got an editor? Like, is he a vampire hunting journalist?
Wait, is it Draluk's editor?
No, it's Ronaldo's murderous editor.
Huh.
Which, maybe looking at the poster, is the one waving around the...
Or maybe the guy in the back with the axe in the window.
There's somebody waving around some celery, and there's another person in the back with an axe.
I would say the man with the axe is probably the murderous one. Possibly.
No idea. I'm looking at like the character lineup. There's a person who just looks like it's like a fat penguin lady. There's a nun with like gauntlets that punches people.
No, that's not a penguin. That's an armadillo. Which at the time was a scary unknown creature when Dracula the movie came out.
No, I think there is an armadillo, but the armadillo is like orange.
He's a main character. Oh,
we're looking at different posters. Sorry about
that. Look at the poster that's like, it's like a magazine fold open and there's a bunch of characters on it.
Okay, and yeah, that like, looks like one of those
left page at the top. It looks like
popularity things.
Yeah, it looks like there is a penguin in a dress.
Oh, yeah. I can see what you mean.
I don't know what the fuck that thing is.
With the love heart mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. There's a lot happening here.
But I do love that little armadillo.
He looks cool. I actually really like a lot of these character designs. They look sort of like they're straight out the pages of My Hero Academia, a lot of these, to be honest. Maybe that's why it's appealing. Do you know what? I'm probably going to give it the first episode a go. Just to see.
Yeah, this looks like it could be pretty fun. There's a lot of good-looking shows in this, surprisingly.
I know.
It's Madhouse, man. I'm a simp for Madhouse. But yeah, I'm going for that. I'll put it down on my list then as well, and check out the first episode when it comes out, which is the 4th, according to this.
Oh, it's way faster than I was hoping or thinking. Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Yeah,
we are. I think
because we've already done Mavlov, and we've already skipped Kaginado.
Yes, we have.
This is Deep Insanity, The Lost Child.
Ooh.
Madness and Unawakening Sleep, Randolph Syndrome. That's not the most threatening name, but okay. This new illness is slowly but steadily approaching humanity, caused by the huge underground world Asylum that appeared in Antarctica. There are strange creatures different from the Earth, and unknown resources. People bet their lives on the depths of the mysterious new world to get huge wealth, organizational plots, or their own ambitions. And here alone, a young man with a wish in his heart is trying to challenge the front line of Asylum. So I guess we're going into the Hollow Earth. Square Enix?
I just opened it and I was like, what? What?
I'm watching the PV and it's just so far a lot of a dude like hiking through a blizzard.
I mean, I don't really know what this is going to be about or what kind of show it's going to be. Like, are we just following him?
No, it's got organizational plots.
Yeah.
I guess not.
What are these monsters?
This has got to be based on something, whether it's from the Square Enix manga magazine they put out or...
I'm kind of skimming the trailer. Sorry if people are watching the video, but I'm just trying to see something.
I've been watching the whole thing. Nothing. A dude walks up, he sees a crater or a hole in Antarctica, and there's like some stuff around it, and then that's it. There's not a lot of content. Not a lot of content.
Okay, so
now if you look at the poster, there's like the same dude, and there's like a sword question mark in the ground.
The guy did Backer and Test, who's the director.
Uh-huh.
And he was also the director of A Sister's All You Need. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be related to anything.
A slight mixed bag. Yeah, I'm just looking for like, why is there not?
There's nothing about this that tells me anything what the show's going to be.
I'm going to go on the forum discussion of my anime list and assert.
The anime Deep Insanity, The Lost Child is set between the manga and the computer game, and the story interweaves. Huh.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm guessing if it's a game, it's gonna have him fighting monsters, like
unless it's just like a visual novel.
Yeah, true.
Or a fucking phone thing.
Ah, yeah, it could be. It just says sci-fi. I don't really know.
Nothing about this is jumping out to me.
I don't know.
They don't seem to have a premise.
Yeah.
And therefore, I am concerned.
I was going to say, because I don't get why the disease, the lack of sleep disease thing connects to people risking their lives to go into a new world that opened. Like, what's it is the disease, like, it's affected this guy, so he's looking for a cure, it's affected a member of his family or something, or I don't know. I'll wait and see. That's one I'll wait and see if people are hyped about it or not, but, you know, I'm really not picking up anything off it, to be honest.
Okay, I found an extended preview that's still not given me much, but at least there's some information besides a guy taking off his goggles and looking at a hole. There's characters, there's a bug thing, tropical land. I don't care about this.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
I will withhold judgment and just see. Chances are it's probably not one that I'm going to see people making a lot of noise about. So I'm happy to leave it there.
And just think, the rest of the things on this list are still less popular than that.
Only according to my anime listener. Come on. I've got a pretty heavy hitter here. It's from our boys at A1 Pictures, and it is...
Well, I think we talked about this one already.
Did we talk about Visual Prison? I don't remember.
A boy who wrestles with deep-seated loneliness, can't fit in.
With nobody to call family, he leaves his hometown.
I thought that was the one with the guy who lost his arm and got forced into a harem?
Yeah, the... whatever it's called, the one that looks like a period piece. He's an artist. He admires perform. He heads for Harajuku, where he encounters
the one who gets into a harem.
Yeah.
That one was Taisho Otome Otogi Banashi.
Yeah,
and that was about like the dude from the family, and he gets a random wife in the mail.
Yeah,
but that's not. No, we definitely talked
his
about
mom dies.
Sad
his dad
boy.
Kicks him out.
Yeah,
unless there's another sad boy.
This seems like sad boy one.
Because you thought it was going to be about wrestling, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm the sad boy in this occasion. Instead, it's about an artist that admires perform. He heads for Harajuku, where he encounters a live battle between Visual Kai, or K Units, Eclipse, and Los Eden. Overwhelmed by the energetic performance, he is suddenly struck by an intense pain. .. Well, I'm going to have a look at the PV and find out what that means.
Pretty boys are talking to each other.
There's two moons.
More pretty boys. More pretty boys.
Wait a minute.
Wait, there's a vampire.
Vampires?
No, wait, what? 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 What?
We got three.
Hey!
That's three. Three vampire shows.
I feel like we're going to have to take one vampire show each. And then and compare. Who wants this one?
We'll have to see how many more vampire shows we come across. But
please let there be a fourth. Curtis can take this one. Come on.
Oh, am I going to have to do another one of those stupid themed roundup sections?
Oh, like...
Might be. Because this is definitely... It's just a bunch of, like, weird vampire shit happening.
Vampire and then... Fujoshi bait things is what I'm seeing.
Okay, so here's how we spin it.
Oh, it's like a magical boy transformation thing, I think.
It's a musical anime, and Curtis, you like those.
He does enjoy, I think he would very much enjoy the performance is of these. They might have original songs in there as well. We don't know if Eclipse and Los Eden will be like actual bands that are made. Sometimes they do that.
I'm looking at it. It's definitely just like a battle of the bands, except the bands are actual vampires and they want to murder each other.
This would have been 10 times better if one of the bands was vampires and the other was something else like wolves.
Vampire hunters.
Oh, and they throw down in rap ciphers. And
yes.
Like, when they
It's the battle of the bands for the souls of the audience.
When they hit like an absolute savage burn, like the vampire actually burns, like, and turns to dust.
Dear A1 Pictures, inside of this pitch is a better show than the one you're already making. Love, kisses.
I love
Ryan.
And if you scroll down, there's normally on the recent forum discussions, people like, this show was really good. I don't know why more people don't think it. Make sure you check this one out in this season. This is one to watch. It just says, thoughts? Question mark. This one. holy shit, this person started this thread back in March. They were on the ball with this one. They know their vampire visual K lore.
These are some of the dumbest names I've ever seen in an anime, though.
Hey, you.
We got Brion. We've got Latour. We've got Romani. We've got Lafite. We've got Jer. We've got Flav. We've got Malton.
Okay, Mist. Okay,
Flav.
Mist
is
Flav.
A perfectly good name for a musician, as we well know. And what the fuck is wrong with Brion? That's almost a great name.
I'm just saying, it's kind of like whoever came up with these names were like, what sounds French?
Lafitte.
Robin Lafitte. I'm robbing your feet, bro. Saga Latour. That's pretty good. Mr. Flav, if he was called that, would be in a fantastic rap name. So they should have done that. And I'm angry.
Flavor, Flav. Sucking your blood.
Do you remember when Flav... Actually, never mind. I was going to talk about Flavor Flav's House of Love or whatever it's called. But let's let's move on for our own sanities.
Please.
So thank you, Curtis, for your review on this one.
I guess I will move on. Let's see. Sankaku Modo no Soto Wagawa wa Yoro, The Night Beyond the Tri-Cornered Window. That sounds like a visual novel if ever there was one. Shy bookstore clerk Kosuke Mikado has the ability to see ghosts and spirit, an ability he wishes he didn't have, since what he sees usually terrifies him. It's a long sentence. Ryoto Yikawa, an exorcist whose supernatural powers are as strong as his social graces are weak, doesn't seem to fear anything mortal or otherwise. So we got a person who's afraid and a person who doesn't give a shit. When this odd couple gets together to solve the bizarre cases that come their way, their work methods may not be entirely safe for work.
Oh! We got the yaoi alert. Ding, 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 ding.
No. It's a yaoi. One's afraid, one's not afraid of anything, and together they hunt down supernatural shit.
Genres. Boys love. Drama. Mystery. Supernatural. Come on. Let's get this PV on. Not
we
literally.
We can scare the ghosts away, but only if they're homophobic.
I was going to say, it sounds like Mikaro-chan, but it sounds very different after that second sentence.
I do not like the blonde one's head.
Let's see his head. Let me have a look in the PV. Let me see him.
There's a scene when he's walking straight towards the camera and his head is not tall enough.
Yeah, I get what you mean. He's got short head syndrome.
Yeah, okay. Of the two, someone can see ghost shows that are popping up this year. I don't know that this is the one for me.
I'm kind of curious as to what the last sentence means now. Like, he's an exorcist who will clearly do something gay to exorcise spirits. So they get together to solve the bizarre cases that come their way. Their work methods may not be safe for work. What does that mean?
Maybe they have sex and that's how they find ghosts. I don't know.
That's why I said they can only scare away the homophobic ghosts by just going at it in the haunted house.
I sleep
it is
here.
Entirely possible the copywriter here was just trying to have some flavor into the thing.
Okay.
And it has failed.
Recent forum discussions. Is this fan service heavy? This person needs to know. Unfortunately, they've not been. Their prayers have not been answered. It doesn't say age. age. Sometimes it says the rating. It's not rated, unfortunately. Let's see how spicy the previous stuff from Zero G Studio have been. They've done Grand Blue. That tells you everything that you need to know.
Let's see. They did that show about the lab technicians who were falling in love from all two seasons.
Yeah.
That was just okay.
It was a fun premise that I don't think worked as full-length episodes.
It just didn't.
Idolmaster. Okay. I mean, probably not one that I would watch, but I am kind of intrigued as to what it means. Like, are they going to have a slow burn relationship and, you know, the more...
No, they're just going to fuck the ghosts away.
They're going to fuck the ghosts so that, come here, boy! He's going to shag any ghost that's male. If you're a female spirit.
I don't think they're going to do it to the ghosts. They're just going to do it to each other in the direction of the ghosts to scare them.
I actually would love to see an anime where it's played straight, where, pardon the pun, where the ghosts, come out and... where the ghosts come out and like terrify people, and they play it completely serious where the ghosts are coming and approaching, and then they put, like, say the guy's asleep and it's a creepy ghost coming up, crawling up his bed slowly, hand racing to its neck, his eyes open, he grabs that son of a bitch, puts him on the bed and goes, "You go and learn, boy," and you know, goes to town on a ghost.
See, I think maybe the problem is the ghost isn't out, and maybe the ghost just needs to learn to accept themselves.
Yeah, or maybe the exorcist is just using this to take advantage of a guy who's clearly under a lot of strain. He's like, "You gotta suck my dick to get rid of this ghost, man, please."
It's also
Somebody watched that scene of Dan Aykroyd getting a blowjob from a ghost in Ghostbusters and just wondered if the roles were reversed, what would happen?
Oh.
Can we move on to the next one now? I feel like we've given this way more time. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Haike Monogatari. The anime shows the war's events through the perspective of Biwa, a young girl who makes a living as a traveling musician. Though blind, Biwa is gifted with the ability to see the future. She meets Taira no Shigemori, one of the patriarchs of the powerful Taira family, and tells him about the prophecy that may change the future of his clan. The anime will be broadcast on Start Anime September 16th. That's more technical information. I don't know what this is.
It looks pretty.
Yeah, I like the art style.
I've definitely seen shows like this before, too. It's real... Yeah, it's like real, like, stylized.
Shit. I just saw how she was blinded. Nice. Yeah, it looks like certain angles of it kind of almost look, well, not rotoscoped, but weird in terms of how it moves. I'm intrigued. Probably won't watch it, but I really like the art style. This could be a cool little one.
Yeah, I might give it a shot. This kind of almost looks like one that could be good as like a full-on binge.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's full length or not.
There looks like a lot of internal politics that, yeah, you would want to wait till the end to not lose track of things.
Yeah.
Because I have the problem of, if I take my eyes off the screen, I forget everyone's name between episodes.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea. It looks like a movie to me. I don't know.
It does. It looks more like a movie than a show.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I don't like when Funimation do that, like, because I'm sure they've done it before where they've broadcast certain episodes and then, like, they've gone, "Oh, the rest of the series will be out at this time." So that could be annoying. So maybe it is best if you do just wait till it all comes out.
Maybe. Apparently it's already coming. I said it was September 15th.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. We're past the 16th already. That has thrown me. Holy crap.
That episode will be broadcast on Fuji TV Plus Ultra Program back in the block in the winter. Fans.
Let me pop on Crunchyroll here and see if it's already up.
Yeah. It could be.
If it's being streamed through Crunchyroll, which...
Yeah. And it says it's being streamed on Funimation. which gives me the impression you'd have to pay for a Funimations.
I've got Funimation. However, the app is so terrible, and the website is so terrible for that matter, that it's like almost unwatchable. It is, honest to God, one of the worst apps I've ever used. The PS4 version is terrible. Fix your shit, Funimation. Moving on, we have... Oh, I'm in heaven here, boys. Mao Evologia Nimi Wo Sasageyo, which is...
Oh, I read that as sausage.
I absolutely read it as sausage and had to make a conscious effort not to say those words. Sausage, yo! One day, Toshiaki Gozu, affectionately known as Gozu, which is his last name, so it's not really a nickname, but anyway. A man who strays...
Or is it his first name?
Oh, possibly his first name. A man who strays from society is shot dead and somehow wakes up reincarnated in the world of a video game. Furthermore, whoa, standing before him is the game's last boss, the Demon King, Evologia, I'm going to call him, whom he has always lusted after. The disillusioned and childish Gozu stands there alone, quivering. He tells Eve, "I fell in love with you," and without saving, the courting begins.
What?
Oh, about saving as in a reading. Game. Right, okay. Oh, sorry, the complete edition. Sorry, I omitted some information. The complete edition with explicit scenes was distributed online via Comic Fiesta Anime Zone. The censored version was broadcast on Tokyo MX. This Data Blake's entry reflects the censored TV version. Of course, because if this was the uncensored version, it would be way higher on the list. So
now, I have to point out... The person who dies and then is resurrected on that poster is the dude in the coat on the ground with the dark hair. Uh-huh.
The grown-up adult guy.
And apparently the big boss is the one that looks to be an 8-year-old boy.
Yes. I thought it was
a girl. So maybe there's a reason he was shot to death.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking at the PV. He doesn't look any older in the PV.
He doesn't. I think maybe we're dealing with a pedophile.
Is that a... Yep, genre. Boys love. There you go.
Boys and love and fantasy.
Emphasis on boy.
There you go. Okay. So, I'm probably not going to watch this one either, to be honest.
No?
Nope.
Not really.
I don't want to be put on an FBI watch list.
Not again.
Yeah, I only just got off that thing. Yeah, but that's coming out on October the 2nd, if you're interested, guys. Well, no, it's
hard pass.
It sounds like the uncensored version already came out, given the what it said. I don't know if it's if that's true or correct, but yeah, that's what the entry said. It was broadcast. Anyway, that's that. Lupin the Third is next. I don't think we need to go through that one, so whatever's next is all yours, guys.
Let's see. Well, that's another third season, so we won't do that. So
that shit.
I think the next one is...
Oh, no way!
180 Byo de Kimi no Mimi wo Shiawase ni Dekiru ka. A synonym.
What's it also
Can I make your ears happy in 180 seconds? It's the ASMR anime, guys. Let's go into it. ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, is the nerve tingling or relaxing response and sensation one gets to stimuli such as certain sounds or sights. As the title indicates, the anime will let viewers experience ASMR in 180 seconds. In the story, the heroine challenges her classmates to share her hobby of recording ASMR works.
So it is purely just a 3-minute ASMR session. An anime. Okay.
That's only what the PV is.
Okay. Holy shit, yeah, the PVs are the same thing. I mean, I'm really not getting the effect because it's on mute, but also, can we just point out how terrible those headphones look on her face?
It's a bit rough.
I mean, okay. I'm fine with it. It does what it says on the tin. If you want to listen to some ASMR and also see anime, That's interesting. I mean, the most interesting thing about it is the title. Can I make you Rias happy in 180 seconds? I don't know. Can you?
There are ways.
This can be very good or very weird is the forum consensus. So, yeah.
I mean, there's just like a lot of sounds happening that you might experience with an ASMR situation.
Yeah. I mean, most people will be familiar with it. If you go on YouTube and search it, you'll find millions of results.
Yes, I think everyone knows what ASMR is at this point, I would hope.
Yeah. Check out my ass.
We've got a weird-ass anime for you.
This would be a good little way to dip your toes into it. Yeah, fair enough. It'll be short and sweet, so if you want it, go for it.
Okay. Next up on the list is Build Divide Code Black. I can see it. The way I can win, ellipses. This time I will beat him, so come at me again, ellipses. Except Bloom, gambler of souls. In New Kyoto, a city governed by the quote-unquote king, one's worth is determined by his or her strength in the Build Divide trading card.
Hey!
Rumors swirl about the New Kyoto and its king. If you defeat the king in Build Divide, any wish shall be fulfilled. In order to challenge the king, one must participate in the trading card game battle known as Rebuild, and the key must be completed. Everyone has a wish they long to have fulfilled. Teruto Karabe, a boy who vows to take down the king, and Sakura Banka, who guides him, throws themselves into the Rebuild battle. With New Kyoto as the stage, the curtain rises and the battle begins for Teruto and his friends.
Sakura Banka. I'm reading it as Sanka Banka.
Sakura Banka.
Sakura Banka.
Yeah, it sure is a game where you summon sexy ladies to help fight for you.
Oh shit, is it Yu-Gi-Oh! but all dark magician girls?
I think it... Well, I don't know if it's all dark magician girls, but I think maybe it's like 75% dark magician girls.
What?
If you look at the poster, there's definitely a dude who has just summoned a lion.
That is a terrible hood that guy has.
I know. It's like a rabbit?
Yeah, it kind of has rabbit ears, but then it's like...
He's got a side piece he pulls over, and it's unclear.
Okay, he's called a woman. He's gathering energy. Like, the question is this a real card game? It surely must be.
Probably.
Almost certainly. If it's not, it will be soon.
When it showed the back of the card, that definitely seemed like a JPEG that they had that was official as a logo.
Build Divide is an upcoming mixed media project. Okay, so it'll be launching soon.
TCG
I've
Build
never
Divide.
Gone such a full 180 in the middle of
the enthusiasm drained when you saw the word trading card game. Yeah,
it's 100% a game. You can buy the starter decks.
The starter decks will be released on the 8th of October, everyone. If you want to summon some sexy ladies of your own,
you can get the witch in jet black, who is apparently the character we saw summoned. You can get the beast king, who is fierce, in Gurren.
I want the woman on the left, for no particular reason. The far left.
I see that woman.
Imagine if this becomes really, really popular. And, like, you see kids wearing that stupid hood in, like, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. In about 5 years from now, there's going to be, you know, a sad college students wearing that girl on our t-shirt.
Hey, man, you want to play Build Divide? It doesn't sound good. Because Yu-Gi-Oh! It's like, you're for a game? Let's duel! Whereas this is like, you want to divide? You want to rebuild? Wait a second, it's called the Build Divide card game, but then it says you must participate in the trading card game battle known as Rebuild.
Is this going to be like in Yu-Gi-Oh, the game you actually played was Duel Monsters?
Possibly. I actually really liked the original anime of Yu-Gi-Oh. I thought it was cool. Probably not going to watch this one, though, as it happens.
Nope.
So we have Shiki Sakura coming up next, which is original, totally new and exclusive. Shiki Sakura, where cherry blossoms are in full bloom while trees are colored with autumn leaves. In this special place where the transient world meets the spirit world, a ritual to save humanity is about to begin. High school student Kakeru Miwa, by a strange turn of events, winds up being an irregular member of a power suit team. Oh, shit, is this mechas? Power suit team tasked with battling Oni. The Oni possess humans and try to cling to the transient world. Only the power suit, Yuri, which combines ancient secrets with the latest technology, can protect people from the Oni. Kakeru decides to become a hero who will battle the Oni and protect Oka Myojin, the shrine maiden fated with saving the world. She's a Sakura season. Oka dances as a shrine maiden in the autumn leaves and cherry blossoms. Heroic action, where the past and future, the transient world and spirit world, thoughts and wishes, all the intersect begins here!
It looks more Power Ranger-y than Mecha.
Okay. Let's check out the trailer, shall we? Let's bang this on. So.
It's also more 3D. Looks decent.
It looks like decent CG there.
I mean, it's not a bad premise. That's, I don't know how I felt about that Shrine Maiden shot right away. But I like the idea of suiting up into a secret world. I'm always a sucker for that superhero thing where they have the secret identity, schoolboy by day, and then fights demons at night with a special souped-up power suit. That'd be pretty cool. I actually quite like the Oni. Looks like Venom, but, that's not a bad design.
It does. Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean about the Power Ranger stuff now. It looks like each character's got their own little custom suit.
Mm-hmm. And they're definitely color-coded.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm putting that on my maybe list. It's going on there.
Yeah.
I can see it being fun.
Tell me what you think.
Sentai. Oh, it's licensed by Sentai Filmworks. Do you know what? It's
appropriate.
It's going on there. I'm putting it on. It's 12 episodes. I'll give one a go.
I'm looking at Sublimation. Has not done much. They did a one episode show called Walking Meat.
Interesting.
In 2018.
Oh, they did the shitty Dragon's Dogma movie?
They did, or show, because apparently they had seven episodes. And then they did something called Cider No, which is from the summer that we missed? One episode. Must have been a movie.
Yeah, it was either a movie or a OVA. God knows.
So yeah, not much to go on.
Average of about 6.5 across all these shows.
They're just waiting for a winner, that's all.
Okay. Well, that's
that one.
Sure is something.
Who wants to take the next one?
I'll take it. It looks like a hockey show. Let's see. It is Pura Ore, Pride of Orange, I think is how you pronounce that. The story takes place in Nikko City, Togochi Prefecture, where girls aim for the top of the world through ice hockey. Local junior high school girl, Manaka, and her younger sister, Ayaka, the last name's given, whom she forcibly invited, hit the gate of first-hand experience with ice hockey, held by the Nikko-based team Dream Monkeys.
That doesn't make any sense to me either. That sentence,
sentence is hard. The two are joined by their childhood friends, Kyaruko and Mami. As the girls practice, they become fascinated with ice hockey and eventually join the team. So it's the ice hockey idol show.
Yeah, this is made for Curtis. Like,
how is he not here?
How does he not know that there is idols and ice hockey? They've got little good designs. They're all fine little idols. They actually look like the ginger girl's the lead. He's told us that's very important in Love Life. So
I'll say the fact when they started dancing, I was
confused.
Not convinced they were not an existing like Love Life team that I had seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, they're an idol ice hockey group. And it's made, and we know happen to know a Canadian who happens to really love idol groups.
So there you go.
The mobile game will be released in 2021. So it's one of those.
It would be.
Do they perform before they play? That would actually
I would assume so.
That's kind of interesting then, if they include the ice hockey. Do you know what? Actually, if they had like competing idol teams, and then you had like the idol aspect and the tropes of that, but also the sports anime tropes in there. So like, we got to win the big game, guys, otherwise the team's disbanded.
That's just the PV. There's more PVs. That was number three. I want to know if that's just like a trailer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe. It's not like, it might just be like, hey, we're doing this because... Say PV1's just a bunch of stills. Let's see PV2.
Guess what
OP the version and ending version.
Guess what the studio also did, Matt.
What?
They did.
What is that?
World end. What will you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us?
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh. I mean, it'll probably be very different to that show. Just gonna say. Probably.
I would say so.
It could be a quirky little show. I kind of like the twist that they've added to it a little bit. That it's
I'm looking at the other like PVs. I think they're just playing ice hockey in the show.
Oh, okay, maybe the performance is going to be like
that. I think the performance is sort of in like that elevated awareness. You know,
it's the ending kind of the first episode.
It's like the beginning of a lot of. Shows where, hey, it's all the characters are dancing and they're idols, but they don't really do that in the show.
We ain't got the budget for that shit. Come on. Fair enough. Yeah, I'll probably leave it now. Truth be told. So there you go. You guys interested putting this one on your list?
Now, I don't like in one of these PVs where they have a bunch of words flashing up on the screen. And one of the phrases is, spend youth to be the top of the world, which sounds like this is going to be a real downer of a fucking show.
You must sacrifice your life to be Wayne Gretzky. Not sure what that accent was, but, you know, that was probably what Wayne Gretzky's coach sounded like. Anyway, Brian, why don't you tell us all about Tesla Note?
Tesla Note? Mission T is a secret operation to save the world from destruction. Trained as a ninja from a young age, Botan Negaro, raised to become the ultimate spy, teams up with another excellent spy, Kuruma. Their aim is to recover the legacy of the genius inventor Nikola Tesla, the Shards of Tesla. Can the two outwit the agents of other countries who are also pursuing these fragments? A super original spy thriller begins.
What? That sounds sarcastic now.
I'm watching the TV, and this looks like it was rendered on a PS4.
Oh.
Not even, no, a PS4, a PS2.
I was hoping Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
It looks bad.
I thought Tesla would be a character, and that'd be fun.
He should have been. Are each of the fragments of Tesla just stored in a pigeon? Because when he was dying, he went crazy and started, like, loving pigeons.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Also, I don't believe a guy who dresses like that would be an excellent ninja.
But the flamboyant...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, is he supposed to be one of the ninjas? Because, like, the biggest person on the box is a girl.
It looks like he's got to be one of the ninjas. The guy in the colorful hoodie.
He's at Kurumo is main.
This is like
Botan. Botan Negaro is the best.
Oh
ninja.
Yeah,
she
that's
is
the
chick.
Huh.
And then Kuruma. Yeah, it looks like it's done on the premium version of the software that Ruby is made on.
I won't even call it premium because Ruby
well
looks pretty
done.
Good these days.
Does it? I genuinely haven't seen it for a while, to be fair.
Yeah, Ruby actually looks pretty decent these days.
Okay.
Not that I've watched it, but I've definitely seen like clips from it. Looks good.
I know they improved.
This is like whatever happened like way before Ruby. Does it even look like the mouths ever close?
Okay, this is the only thing this studio have done.
This is not even up to the level of like some of the higher end Steam. Oh, what's it called? Source Filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably not going to watch this one. It's based off a manga, though, so maybe the manga looks a little prettier. If you like the concept, probably check that out. Which, again.
We're definitely going faster this time.
Oh, let's see how many we've got. We've got a little bit left to go. Next one is Deji Meets Girl. It's done by Leiden Films. Maise Higa is a listless first-year high school girl who works part-time at the front desk of her family's hotel in Okinawa. She meets an Ichiro Suzuki. I don't know why it's in quotations. A mysterious youth who came alone from Tokyo as a hotel guest. Since Suzuki's arrival, Deji things have been happening around Maisie, like fish swimming around the room or a giant banyan tree smashing through the hotel ceiling. Deji is an Okinawan word that means totally or very. So totally meets girl doesn't make any sense. Some totally things have been happening around me. Okay.
I wonder if we're just like missing some important Okinawan cultural context.
I guess it means radical or weird, like totally. Because Okinawa is Japan's Hawaii, I believe.
That's a crude estimation of it.
Hawaii is also Japan's Hawaii, as I understand it.
But like Okinawa definitely kind of has its slightly separate culture from Japan.
I watched that White Sands show, or an episode of it. I mean, it actually kind of looks quite cool now I've watched PV.
It does look pretty.
I'm shitting on it, but it does look nice. So probably not going to watch it now, as I'm not particularly interested.
It kind of feels like it's coming out in the wrong season, too.
Yeah.
This looks like a very good like summer show.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're at the beach, people are on vacation.
Second season?
Most of the characters are Okinawan, so they all look like they have great tans.
Exactly.
This might be one of those like 15-minute, duration, 1 minute, slice of life, brought to you by the Okinawan Tourism Board.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I can't see it being full-length, surely. Maybe, but I think it'd work nice as a little short, a little slice of life. Next is Let's Make a Mug, Season 2, which is also a short, which I actually watched. Have no opinion of it. So let us know about the next one.
That good,
Matt.
Huh?
Yeah. So let's see. What's the actual next new show? Let's see. We got Kyokai Senki. In the year 2061 AD, Japan has lost its sovereignty. The Japanese people spend their days as oppressed citizens after being divided and ruled by the four major trade factions. Welcome to Star Wars Episode 1. The country became the forefront of the world following the deployment of AMAIM, A-M-A-I-M, a humanoid special mobile weapon by each economic bloc. Forefront? A forefront? Blank. I think we're missing a blank after forefront. One day, Amo Shiba, a boy who loves machines, meets Guy, an autonomous thinking AI. And the encounter leads Amo to cast himself in the battle to reclaim Japan, piling the AMAIM Kenbu that he built himself.
Did you like Code Geass?
I was going to say, it's a bit Code Geass with a bit Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah. Also, a meme is a terrible moniker to bestow it. You need something catchier than a meme. Am aim? Show me some shit. Oh, the PVs. PV's just character slides. I don't care.
The second half has some animation.
Oh, there we go.
There's some robot action. Not a lot. I don't know what the fuck those little cartoon fox and poodle things are.
Well, I think those are the AIs.
It's a Gundam. Well, that makes sense. As close as you can get to a Gundam without ripping off their copyright, I guess.
I mean, there's even like a core fighter looking thing he turns into.
Oh, he runs. Okay, I'm down for a little sprinting speedy robot. It's animated fine. But,
I have posted the preview of the Hockey Idol show to our Facebook chat, to which Curtis has replied, "What the fuck? That is such a ripoff of Love Live. You better believe I'm going to watch that shit, though."
And the ASMR anime.
Hey, there you go. Of course.
So the robots don't look too bad in this show. Flashing back real fast.
It looks like they've got some budget behind them.
Sunrise Beyond. That might actually be the same team that's done some Gundam stuff.
I was going to say.
Yes, they have done some Gundam stuff.
Fair.
Huh.
Which Gundam stuff did they did? Besides
Gundam versus Hello Kitty. Okay. They've done some of the Build Divers stuff, and they're also working on that Iron-Blooded Orphans phone game crossover anime that takes place between season 1 and 2, which is good because that really needed expanding on.
Obviously.
So they look like, yeah, Sunrise's B team, and now they're making their own thing. Maybe it'll work.
Yeah, I'll keep one ear out for it. I'm not particularly interested at the moment because, like I say, I've watched Code Geass do this, but maybe I'm wondering who the AI is out of all of this. Is it the pink thing? Is it the guy?
I think it's the pink thing because the other dude seemed to have a different little. They all seem to have like little floating cute things with them, and I think those were probably also AIs.
Okay.
If you look at the one poster, they kind of look like they're holograms.
Ah, that probably make a little more sense then. Okay, maybe they help them pilot the robots, the Amames. That could be cool.
Really need a better name for that.
Yeah, it's not good.
All right.
Oh boy.
We're moving on.
I'm excited by this poster.
Yeah, we have Selection Project. Held every summer, the national show Selection Project is the biggest gateway for girls who strive to be idols, and a place where the legendary idol Akari Amazawa was born. Suzune Miyama is also one who has longed for such a dream stage. Having been sick since childhood, she listened to the song of the light many times in her bed in the hospital room. Akira's singing voice gave her a lot of smiles and courage, inspiring Suzune to follow in her footsteps. In her last summer of junior high school, Suzune decides to challenge the 7th annual Selection Project to make her dream come true. The girls who challenge Selection all have strong feelings that are second to none, accumulated efforts, and extraordinary charm. Only 9 stars are girls...
Are selected.
Only 9 stars are girls begins to make their dreams come true.
You skipped an entire line.
Oh, here we go. Only 9 stars are selected from among the thousands of candidates. Now the hot and harsh audition battle of the girls.
I was going to say, that'd be a good twist. If out of 1,000, only 9 are girls. And they've got to select which ones for the idols. It's like, Plot twist, the rest are traps. But, you know, maybe that'd make the show more popular.
It would definitely be unique. Generic idol show.
Uh-huh. Looking at the preview, and yes, this one is just concept art for the main cast.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it's based on a phone game.
You bet there's a little phone game in there. It's by Doga Kobo.
Kadokawa producing, there might be a phone game.
I mean, if it's just I'm assuming that there will be a little bit more to it behind just the big talent show contest that they're doing. Oh my god, maybe it'll be like the animated X Factor or something. So like, or American Idol, where they...
I was going to say, it could just be a talent show anime.
Selection Project is an upcoming Japanese anime television series. It is based on Kadokawa's Idol X Audition X Reality Show multimedia project, which began in December 2019.
Ooh. Oh, maybe... So, I don't know. I was going to say, maybe then if they did a reality TV show, this is just the anime adaptation of that TV show, and these girls were actually real people. Who it's like, here's... Because very important rule number one of a talent show is that you have to have an acceptable, tragic backstory. So you're dedicating your performance to somebody who's recently deceased or, you know, some kind of terrible injustice in life so people can root for you. So hopefully all these girls have that.
Everyone is sad.
I'm not wishing death on any of these girls' families, but, you know, could be what it is.
It would help their prospects.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, I already have one Idol show lined up for me this season.
What do we got next? We have Gyakuten Sekai no Denshi's Shoujo or Rumble Garandol. Japan, 2019, just before the dawn of a new era. Suddenly, I really like this one, it's really punchy. Suddenly, a rift to another dimension appears in the sky, revealing an alternate world, Shinkoku Nippon, with the sky and earth upside down. It's like Mad Libs. The parallel world keeps their former militarism, with its era being Eternal Showa. The military invades the real Japan with giant humanoid robots called Garan and their gas weapons, Genmu, rendering our modern weapons ineffective. Shinkoku Nippon instantly seizes the government and achieves de facto conquest of Japan. The new era, Reiwa, has not arrived in Japan. Oh, shit! So, they just win? Like, is there anyone who's fighting back from this alternate Japan, then? Or, I mean, let's have a look at the PV.
That's what I'm looking at, and it looks interesting.
They looked a little SS-y, them little soldiers.
So the
Otaku dead.
Yeah, the Otaku is not dead.
Okay. Just looking.
If I'm getting the impression right from this, it's about how alternate reality super military Japan invades and takes over, but the nerds fight back using culture as their weapon.
Wait a minute. I just saw the dude from Gurren Lagann. Is it Kamina?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay. That could
wait, robots? I think giant robots are confirmed.
Yeah. It says mecha is one of the things. Okay. If this is what you've just described, where it is literally they just use basically references and nerd culture and they somehow take on like alternate versions of themselves, that'd be pretty cool.
This is one of those things where my bad habit of trying to assemble a plot that I want from the weird information presented to me. And then it's not that plot, so I get disappointed.
But we can hope and we can dream. I mean,
yeah,
it's really low on the list, but I kind of like the PV. I do really like the style.
It does look like it could be a hidden gem.
It's from the same guys who did Danganronpa, Assassination Classroom. Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Let me come off there.
They did some Monster Moose Maze.
Did they do the... is that the high school show where it's the idol... Well, the girls. What the fuck's this one called? Sorry, I'm going completely off. School Live! Yeah, the one where she gets bitten and they become zombies. Anyway, I'm intrigued. I don't know if I'll put it on my list because my list is getting quite long as is.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll see. Because, it like, again, maybe, like you say, it could be a hidden gem, and it does sound quite good. Like, I like the PV, and you've kind of sold it, but again, that was us. A hope, not a prediction, but a hope-iction of what it could be. Okay, moving on.
Well, let me get back there. Let's see. Megaton Q Musashi. Okay. In an ordinary town, there are people who live a peaceful and fulfilling life. Lovely. But they don't know that it is a false peace. The untold truth, the Earth has already been destroyed.
What?
That's a bad rumor. 99.9% of the human race has been wiped out by a mysterious alien force from outer space. The enemy is named Dractors. Terrible name, terrible name.
Dractors.
Eventually, a large hole was drilled in the Earth and terraformed into a suitable environment for the aliens to live. Humans have no choice but to hide in shelters to escape their eyes, waiting for the day of resurrection, which they do not know when it will come. Okay. Surprise, Jesus. The inhabitants of the shelter, Ixia, also a bad name, have had their memories of the day of destruction erased and lived a normal life without knowing anything happened. I feel like that might be hard to do. However, some of them, the chosen ones, have become pilots, driving giant robots called Rogue.
Oof.
And fighting aliens. Today, another new pilot is selected. These are all terrible names for things.
Yeah, we're not batting a thousand. Amames, Rogues. Dractor is probably the worst.
Oh, that PV opens on a bad shot.
Oh! Freeze frame on the cars and the explosion. Ooh, that's not good.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
So it's based on... Go on.
I was going to say, this looks like it's based on something.
It's based off a game, it said. I don't think...
Level 5's Megaton Musashi for PS4 and Switch. Are they coming out at the same time, maybe?
Hmm.
Huh.
I'm watching the PV, and... I don't know. Oh, yeah, it looks like...
It's like it's in three different art styles.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. For the mecha and for the battles, they just use some cheap CG. But then, there's like a hyper-realistic style as well. Not for me, probably.
Nope. Yeah, it's uninspiring.
I like the sort of trope where they go, oh no, there's a lot, you know, the Matrix trope where you wake up and you're like, oh shit, reality is not what I thought it was and the world's terrible. But yeah. Dractors. That sold it for me. I'm like, I'm okay. Moving on, Digimon Ghost Game, don't care. Card Fight Vanguard, don't care.
I already found it.
Go on.
Oh, yes, I did. This is Muta King, the dancing hero. Set in a city modeled after San Francisco in the 1980s, the protagonist has transformed into the hero Muta King and is fighting against evil aliens for some reason. Such a cheerful hero will return in 2020. Sci-fi hero love comedy Muta King, the dancing hero, singing and dancing with pop music.
Okay.
Oh shit, wait, is this season 2?
I'm guessing it was maybe a thing in the 80s?
I think it was, because they have some real old animation at the beginning of the PV.
Yeah, maybe before the 80s.
Yeah.
1983. Mutake, DJ, Ada, CEO. I just
Neo
like
San Francisco.
Also, the transformation is some real hard CG.
Oh, I feel like I got ill.
It's chunky
from the last few seconds of that.
Everything looks great, and then he transforms.
I just like he's fighting aliens for some reason. Just he just does. It's a quirky little one.
Look, man, don't ask.
I just got
it. It is by the same studio that did It's the same studio that did Evangelion.
What?
Okay. And Dororo.
I can see.
Oh, Tezuka.
Yeah, well, it's Tezuka.
Tatsunoko has done a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, it's Tatsunoko and Tezuka.
Like, Tatsunoko is of Tatsunoko versus Capcom fame, where they did Karas and Gatchaman.
Yeah, but like, usually everything they make is really solidly animated.
I give it a shot.
It's like they did Juron, the Princess of Snow and Blood, which I'm still working through, and it's really pretty. This.
Maybe they do the normal animation and then Tezuka does the other bits. I don't know.
Yeah, I could believe
They've
that.
They've done a whole shitload
but
of
then
stuff.
Again, that was MAPPA and Tezuka. Dororo was really nicely animated. I really like that one. So, okay. I mean, it's that's the weird and wonderful that you find at the bottom of the list, which I really enjoy. Next on the list is another piece of shit. The pre-para ones, so yeah, fuck that one. Well, we've got Chikip Dancers.
I can roll through the last of it. We got Chikip Dancers about dancing mascots.
Oh my god, the main character in the anime will be the apprehensive but curious Bone-In Chicken, Hone Chicken, and the dancing instructor Frog, Skip Garu, who travels by dancing.
I feel like this is based on, like, toys you get out of gacha machines.
Sanex's new series of mascot characters, the Chikip Dancers. And then there's some Nintendo Switch Fitness Boxing, and then there's also the Gunma Prefecture mascot character, Gunma-chan. We hate Gunma-chan. He can go fuck himself with his little bow tie, thinking he's all cool and better than us. He can fuck himself.
Yeah, Gunma Prefecture. What a shitty place if you got that shitty mascot.
Oh! So,
we hate 39 episodes lined up, though, so...
There can't be that much in Gunma to talk about.
What is in Gunma?
I don't know. Shitty mascot, that's for sure.
He is a famous statue. It'll be shit like that.
I think he's a horse.
What?
The mascot. I'm looking at the PV. There's some side shots. It has like a mane. I think it's a horse.
Whoever designed that, shame on you.
Yeah.
It looks like.
But they all look like that, though.
Actually, this is a beautiful looking place. Just looking up the like prefecture. Shame about that mascot, but man, some sights.
I wouldn't go just for that. Okay, that is all of the new shows that are coming up. Let's go on to the ONAs, OVAs, and movies and specials. There's more of Way of the Househusband coming out. I really liked that. It's on Netflix, so I'll definitely check that out, because that's only like 5, 6, 7 minutes each. And then just some good shit. He's a Yakuza, ex-Yakuza, who becomes a house husband. That's kind of all you need to know about it. Don't know what this one, don't know what Bang Dream is. Bright Samurai Soul by Arect Studios.
Right? This is based on the Netflix show about Will Smith,
yes.
The fantasy cop.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, it's set in samurai times. Izo.
Old time in Japan. Wow.
The poster looks good. The animation is CG, but not terrible looking.
Worked to bring
this might be
off girl.
Is this the, like, Batman... ninja group, maybe?
It might be.
Let's have a look. I'm going in, boys. It just says this is the only thing listed for them. Could be a break off that studio.
Unless it's like... Yeah, I don't know. It's a Netflix production.
Gundam Breaker.
Yeah, you take your risks with that.
Yeah. OVAs, not really particularly bothered. Movies, there is the Jujutsu Kaisen movie, which is released on Christmas Eve, but it's a prologue of sorts.
It is Jujutsu Kaisen Zero movie. Yuta Okotsu is haunted ever since his childhood friend Rika died in the traffic accident. Her ghost stuck with him. Oh, that's going to get awkward. But her spirit does not appear as the sweet girl Yuta once knew. Instead, she manifests as a monstrous and powerful entity who fiercely protects him. Unable to control Rika's violent behavior, Yuta is helpless to stop the bloodshed that falls from her brutal vengeance. As a result, when apprehended by Jujutsu sorcerers, the secret guardians of the world, trained to fight common forces, Rika, as you know as you watch the anime, Yuta wishes to completely isolate so that no one else can get hurt. Yet his apprehender, the master sorcerer Satoru Goju, has different plans for him. He will join Jujutsu High School and learn to control Rika in order to help people. Now a first year at his school, Yuta starts to learn Jujutsu's arts and combat malignant beings alongside his new classmates Maki Zenin, a Jutsu weapon separates Toge Inamaki, a spell cast user with a weapon of Panda. Okay, so these are a bunch of characters that already exist in the show, but this main dude definitely does not. So
he's mentioned in passing.
He's the other guy. Yeah, they talk about another classmate. He's like, where's X?
One who's super strong. Yeah, they're like, oh my god, we need blah blah blah, because he was going to be at the tournament. I think
wasn't this show like a comedy?
It had comedy elements in.
It's a dark supernatural action show, but with comedic elements.
Shounen-y. I'd recommend it. It was
really good. I liked it a lot.
I know
our friend Josh had some complaints about some of the animation, but I think that was a personal preference thing more than anything.
It turned the style on. What I liked, I said shounen-y, but I should preface, it doesn't fall into a lot of traps of shounen. So it's a little bit darker, a little bit more grittier, and I always use those words and I hate it, but it's a good show. I can't recommend it enough.
It's probably a bit more seinen than it is shounen. Mm-hmm. Seinen with an action bent, let's say.
It's good fun. It's a really fun show, so I can't recommend it enough. I'm just looking at the Spain arc of the manga. Don't know what that is. Don't know why I said that. Summer Ghosts. Do you know what? None of these movies are tickling my pickle.
Let's see what we got. Sword Art.
There you go.
Eureka 7 thing.
They're still going with that one, huh?
Yeah.
They are.
Good for them.
Okay.
See, there's a bone about a chick who's a descendant of gods, and her mission is to deliver offerings to all of Japan's gods, which seems might be a fun watch. Potentially. Yeah. There's a new Ghost in the Shell thing.
Macross Delta 2.
Yeah, typically with the movies, I wait for them to come out, and then I'm just like, if it's got good reviews and people are saying you should watch this, I'll give it a go. But overall, not too bad.
Hula Fula Dance.
Yeah, you definitely want a hula girl show all about a bunch of Japanese characters.
That one's about the Hawaii of Japan. Why?
That tracks. That's fair. So,
Uchu no Ho, Elohim Hen. No synopsis. Okay, never mind.
Fair enough. So, overall impressions. There is more stuff that I'm going to give a go than I thought I would going in. And considering I was going in blind, that's a nonsensical and redundant statement. But even so, I've got 9 shows on my list. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, I might have to tally these up, but between jokes I've just landed myself into and things I'm genuinely interested in, this might be an interesting season.
Yeah, I'm confident. I think I've got Meruko-chan, so it is the season. It's spooky season, so that could be good. And a nice little watch. King's Ranking is a dark horse that I think really could be decent. World's End Harem is the one where the guy, like that one I'm hoping is just batshit insane. and can be just a ridiculous comedy. Komi-san can't communicate. Everyone knows that one, so that should be solid, considering.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go back through the list, but I'll probably definitely watch the new season of 86. Mm-hmm. I might check out that Talked OP Destiny show, because it at least looked pretty.
I've got that on my list as well. I'm willing to try it. Sakugan as well, the father-daughter combo, who are miners or something. I can't remember now, but they do something. I don't know.
That's on there.
I don't remember what Platinum End is. Oh, that's the Battle Royale-esque game they're going to play.
Yeah.
And then Shigizakura, I'm going to give a go as well. Okay, I'm fairly happy with that list. I think that should... No, it won't. I'm confident it won't remain at 9 shows as the weeks progress. But
it never does.
No, I always aim for about 7 to 9 shows, and then it whittles down to about 3 or 4 good ones, and I keep with them. But I'm happy with that.
All right, I'm probably going to see like the first episode or two of Faraway Paladin just to see.
Oh yeah,
yeah. How long is this going to take to get through Volume 1? Because I only ever read Volume 1, and I think maybe 2. I definitely bought Volume 2, but never got around to reading it, maybe. Size difference the anime. I'll give it a shot.
Let's see.
Vampires in Space? No, thank you.
No.
Yes.
Sad Boy busts his arm and winds up in a harem? No, thank you. Sakugan? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I have Sakugan on the list. I might watch Blue Period, see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, that one looked cool. That could be an interesting one.
Could be. I imagine that's going to be a very slow burn, though.
Yeah.
That is not a bad list. No, I'm fairly happy with
it. I'm going to see this. You take the red pill and fuck a gorilla lady.
Might as well
rise up. This is what happens. This is the incel rebellion that they are talking about. This is the end game for it. They'll get into a fantasy world.
All right, let's see where Harambe-chan leads me.
Oh boy, let's see.
Love alternative, maybe. I'm hoping this doesn't go the same way as every other. We're adopting a giant-ass visual novel and push the whole thing kind of situation.
Do I put that on the list as well? Do I make it around 10 shows and it's a nice even number? Oh, that's a lot of stuff, though.
All right, Hockey Idols is what I will probably actually end up watching to completion just so I can ride it out with Manimal.
Yeah, I got a fair amount of shows on my list, too. I don't know if I want to fuck with Komi-san. Is anyone else watching Komi-san?
I'm gonna try it just because it's one that I recognize, just to see what the fuss is about.
Actually, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I typically, for the fall seasons, I know it doesn't work this way, but summers I associate with comedies, and then fall season I associate with a bit more of action. So I got a fair few slice of life and comedies on here, which doesn't feel right. But obviously you can't control when things come out and it has no bearing on it. So it's dumb and pointless thing.
Like I got about 7, but I'm pretty sure that some of these are going to be like the 180 seconds for an ASMR cannot be a full half hour show.
Yeah.
No, I gotta think I have 9 on my list at this point.
9's a good number. That's more than I had.
That's a lot. I usually have like 4, so we'll see.
Yeah. I had 8. No, 7, sorry, for the summer. So watched 1 of them to completion. So Is what it is. Fair enough then. Well, that was the fall season, everybody. Pleasantly surprised. I think when we do the winter one in a couple months, which is crazy to say, I might go in blind again because I've come away pleasantly surprised by what we've seen. Yeah, that's about all we've got time for as well, because we have gone hella long, and I'm really glad we broke this up into two parts. I would have been running out of gas otherwise. Okay, so since Curtis is not here, we don't want to spoil the surprise, but he's also dropped a relatively new album. So does anyone want to pick a song off it, and we can roll out with that one?
Hold on. While somebody else does that, I will read the latest missive from Curtis as he fights on the far front of Northwest Ontario.
Okay.
The song, in reference to the hockey show, the song in the PV sucks so bad. Art is terrible. They had to show them in bikinis in less than 20 seconds in to keep the viewer interested. I'm so watching it.
It was weird to see the beach episode shots in the PV. Normally they save that shit on there. I have decided on the song we're going to go out on. It is going to be purely because it has a picture of the girl from Fire Force. Stop, Drop, and Roll by Cantilla. So enjoy that, everybody. Check it out. We'll put a link to the song down below. And that's about it. We'll see you next week, and we'll talk about spooky stuff. No, we won't. We're still in September. We won't do that. We'll wrap up summer season and then do some other stuff. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Got my productive gear, so take off your brassiere. Those flames are getting higher, rising from your bushfire. Gonna put them out with this hose. After you slide down the pole, you chose a life for holding the tight. This is a fire that I like to fight. Stop, drop, and roll. There's a fire down below, and it's out of control. Let's stop, drop, and roll. Don't chop down your door. Then get you down on the floor. I got my helmet and my siren, my truck's pistons are firing. Yeah. I feel a back trap back there. My nozzle's nearly there. Gonna have to go in. This is a five-alarm here. Stop, drop, and roll. There's a fire down below, and it's out of control. So let's stop, drop, and roll. Yeah! One time. We'll be right back. control. So let's stop, drop, and roll. Hello, baby.